I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Lizard Illuminati.
It's a secret reptilian democratic stronghold.
A new world order.
Child. Sex.
Excuse me. Has anybody seen...
That was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
Welcome to Art of Revolution. Man, do we have a show for you today. First off, I want to shout out my little brother, _official_MEKK, Catalyst Jones.
What the fuck is up, brother? I'm excited to do this swap cast with you. What is up, fellow conspiracy junkies? We're going to give you something a little different today. We're doing an Art of Revolution White Rabbit swap cast, and we're going to get into something really, really heavy. We got somebody sitting backstage right now that is going to blow everybody away from the Art of Revolution to White Rabbit. So should we say his name or should we play a little video?
Let's let him give you his intro. But I just want to tell you, this kid is fucking brave, inspirational. If we were all like him, we could change the game. I just want to say that because he's in the trenches, in the field, whooping ass. Stay tuned. Here we go.
All right, I'm going to play a little video of him. It's about a minute and 30 seconds long, and then we'll bring him on. Here we go.
South End Estate, have they been processed?
Okay, now, look, I would say one step, I think.
Have they been processed?
You're going to leave. I don't have any information about that.
All I'm saying is,
whatever your information is, keeping your statement, you're not letting me talk. That's why what I'm saying is, with your verdict, you said it's illegal.
Yes.
That's your verdict. According to the regulations, if the government says they are not illegal, how can you say it's almost illegal? If the government allows someone to work in the country,
okay,
legally,
let me ask another question.
How could you just enter that person or individual illegal?
So have they been processed?
Okay, so guys,
so you admit there's illegals?
I have to go.
Because you've said too much, haven't you?
No,
that's why he's mad at you.
No, you said too much. I'm trying to.
You're trying to, but it's not.
Trying to correct your conversation, right?
No, it's not. No, I've got another question.
No, I have to go. Thank you very much for
your. 80% of you fight an age males.
I don't know. That's something I don't know. Sorry. So thank you guys for your time.
Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks.
And then when the refurbishment is back, give us a call. We'll come and give a review.
Yeah, we'll come.
So let's
just book in online. No problem.
Perfect.
Brother.
Right. See you soon.
Just book in online. Okay, can you please go there, please? Is that we can't?
We're trying to speak. See you later.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Nice for me. Have a good day.
Thank you.
So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Kibble from the UK.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me.
Soldier, introduce yourself. Where can everybody find you? We're going to do this twice right now. Where do you go see Sam Kibble?
Yeah, guys. So, my name's Sam Kibble, UK. You can find me on any platform by searching that. And that's it, really. Like, I'll start going to these illegal immigrant hotels with my friend. Currently, he's been silenced, and I'm out here keeping my voice.
So will you get a little bit into that? Because I think that a lot of people here in the United States don't even realize how bad it is here in the United States, let alone everywhere else that's going on in the world. So tell us what's going on over there a little bit.
So, hold on, one second. Let's start from the beginning. Don't do that. Let's start from the beginning. What happened to kick this off?
Why am I hanging on?
So this all started. So I went to Brighton for a weekend away about some of my friends, and we see a pro-Palestine protest going on. And it was the first time I actually saw it in person. And I just thought, like, this is a lot of my generation that are there. A lot of them as well were gay or trans in the protest. And I thought, if you went to Palestine, you wouldn't be accepted. Yeah. So why are they doing this? And I just ended up going down a rabbit hole from there, to be honest. I learned about the illegal immigrant hotels. Shout out to a guy called Paul Thorpe on YouTube. I saw his video first of him going to one, the Copthorne Hotel. And I found a list online by Dave Derby. Me and my friend Brendan, we went through the list. We saw one in Epsom and Yule, which is where we're from. And we thought, yeah, let's go and check it out for ourselves. So that was the first one we went to. The second one we went to was the Copthorne, because we saw Paul Thorpe go there. We got inside, we had dinner with them and everything. It was quite funny, actually.
Yeah.
That's where we found the sign saying, don't touch children. And we thought, like, that's a little bit weird, because 90% of the hotel were fighting age males. They were all men, and they were just the odd kid and woman running around. So we thought, like, why do they need these signs everywhere? Surely that's common sense. As a grown, you know not to touch a child. That's not yours, you know. You don't need signs telling you that. So we continued from there. We kept going. I knew a mother in Crawley. So we decided to go around there because the Copthorne's local. And there's about three or four hotels within about 20 minutes from each other. Full to the brim of fighting age male. But we just started going to all of them. We've been inside four hotels. Every single one had signs saying about not touching children. And funnily enough, it's the only sign in the hotels that were in English. All the other signs had multi languages, but the one about children, it was only in English, and we thought that was very weird. There's so many problems, because I've learned as well that a lot of them are coming through Europe. They're going to Italy, France, Portugal, Spain, everywhere along the way. And they claim asylum in every single location under a different name. So by the time they get to England, they're actually claiming about €1,000 a month. And then when they get to England, they get a free hotel, they get unlimited food, they get £40 a week, they get 24/7 security, and ex-army veterans from Britain are sleeping on the streets. They get no help whatsoever. In one of my videos, in the Crawley one, we got people telling us that there were tents set up outside the town hall, and they said that they were illegal immigrants. So, and we put our hands up, and we say this in the video, we went there to remove them. Like, to remove the tents. We thought, like, we're not having that, them sleeping on the streets and whatever. They can go in the woods or something. Do you know what I mean? We'll get rid of them. And we rocked up, and they had British passports. So it was like another layer that we had uncovered. If you have a British passport, you receive no help from the government. But if you come here dingy with no passport, you get everything, a hotel, security, food, anything you can ever ask for.
Yeah, that's insane. They're doing the same thing over here. I almost want to ask you to back out and pop back in, because you're popping. It's like a poppy noise, but I don't know if it's just because we're so far away, if that connection is going to be like that when you're on your phone.
Yeah, I'm
sure. It's okay. We could rock with it. So why do you have these signs up? Is it like okay in these fucking other cultures to just fuck children? Why would you have to have signs up telling people this? Like he said, it's common sense. It's like, it should be common sense. Yeah. I mean, unless you're raised in a satanic cult and you think that's the normal fucking thing to do.
Well, that's what we have here. Maybe I'm just so blown away by anybody thinking that that's okay, that it just took me by surprise that you said that. What happened to those three little girls?
I mean, someone basically come into the nursery. It was a Taylor Swift like dance camp thing. And someone come in and started stabbing up everyone. He stabbed up 8 people. I think two teachers and 6 children were stabbed. 3 of them died.
Yeah, that was going around a lot. And my online circles, definitely not the mainstream media, though. They don't want to get that out. But yeah.
There's stabbing worse. Especially at the minute, the same day that the girls died, within the space of 48 hours, there were 12 stabbings. There's just been hundreds, literally, since this all started. People are being silenced, like people speaking out about it on social media. They're being silenced. They're being thrown straight into jail with people that are willing to kill them because they believe that they're far-right racist or part of some imaginary group called the EDL, which was disbanded 10 years ago, but people are being killed and labeled, and that's what's going on in Britain.
What's the EDL? I've never heard of that. And
the group back in the day, years ago, called the English Defence League. Things got a little bit out of hand with them. There's no denying that. And they ended up disbanding. But they disbanded when I started, like, secondary school. Like, I remember it happening. So people going around now saying it's still a thing, it's just a load of rubbish.
It's crazy that we've heard over here outside of Catalyst, because he has people all over. All I heard is that 3 little girls had gotten injured or hurt somehow. I didn't know that they went into a dance academy and started stabbing children.
A Taylor Swift dance academy, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Fuck Taylor Swift, but
this is the thing. They withheld information from the public. They wouldn't tell us who he was or what his intent was or anything. And the kid actually was on a BBC program when he was younger. He played Doctor Who in a BBC program.
Oh,
and
man.
All of a sudden now he's running into a dance concert and stabbing up children. What happened there?
That's insane. So how many people out there are doing what you do and trying to put eyeballs on what's going on?
Not many.
Your buddy went to jail, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been arrested. I believe he got bail till November, but thus I haven't heard from him himself.
And that was because of a Facebook post?
Yeah, that's because of all of our content going to the hotels and things.
That is so crazy to me, because I was watching the judge and I think he said you have like 100-something Facebook followers. And I was like, oh my God, if that comes to the United States, I'm going fucking straight to prison, because I have thousands and thousands. So this is fucking scary. I'm sorry, brother, you were cutting out.
I mean, they come to arrest me as well.
They have.
Yeah, twice, but I'm currently in a tent, mate. I'm not letting them arrest me. I want to keep my voice. So I'm basically on the run. But they don't have a warrant for me. They don't have a warrant for anyone. They're arresting people under a voluntary interview and then not letting them go.
So, well, our borders are wide open. Why don't you take refuge over here?
This is also a fact that I learned. Britain accepts refugees anywhere in the world, but nowhere accepts British refugees.
I think as a UK citizen, you can travel freely to the United States too. But if it comes down to that, we got room for you, Doug. I'm telling you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Come over here and hit us up.
The problem is, though, I'll be honest, one, my criminal record. And 2 is you still have to pay for it. Like, you still have to pay for all these things, if you get what I'm saying. These lot get it for free under refuge. But you, as a British citizen, you cannot claim refuge anywhere in the world. You have
to
pay for it.
That's crazy to me that you can't. So where do you go from here? You're just going to continue making content until they catch you? And I mean, because it's probably only a matter of time, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just try and make as much noise about everything as possible until the inevitable comes.
Right. So, and I saw that your friend, your buddy that got taken in, it was like, what, a 10-month sentence or something like that with half time?
No, so, I'm not. With my friend Brendan, I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him or anything.
Okay.
So, if he's been sentenced, I heard that he got bail, but I'm not sure whether it's true or not. He hasn't told me himself.
If I send you that link, can you post it up? Maybe it's a different person, because all he did, that link to about the 1,500 followers.
Yeah, I just have to run it through a couple programs to upload it.
Let me see if I can find it. You guys chit chat for a minute. Let me track it down.
All right. So what made you like just grow a pair of balls and say, fuck it, I don't care, and get out there and start doing this?
I mean, I've always had a pair of balls. One quality I've had my whole life is that. I mean, I just, like, I've done some mad shit in the past. At least this is for a good reason.
Yes, definitely. No, I agree. I feel like all the outlaws that have an awakened mind are putting it to good use now. Yeah. And, you know, I was, I don't know if Tommy told you, but I had on a doctor on my show during the pandemic that was part of the mRNA technology creation. And he was saying, do not get this, whatever. And they took me off of YouTube within 2 hours, and IP address blocked and everything, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they weren't fucking around on social media. If you were posting anything that had to do with being a right wing Trump supporter, yep, or anything that had to go against the narrative of the vaccine or the pandemic in general.
Yeah, then, same.
So I think I went through like 3 Instagram accounts during that time. I lost my YouTube. I lost Spotify. Apple kicked me off. Yeah. I've been able to get back on everything except for YouTube. So, but it's been insane. So how are you guys? How are you guys? Well, obviously they're making it illegal and they're calling it hate speech creates racial division. How are they even labeling this? Because technically, is there even a law against what you post on social media?
Technically, no, but he's trying to implement laws now, Keir Starmer. He's a very dangerous man. If people look into Keir Starmer, he was the exact man that said there wasn't enough evidence against Jimmy Savile. He signed the paperwork and let Jimmy Savile free. He's covered up numerous of Pakistani rape gangs. He let rapists walk free all the time. He's given them their own wing in jail. Like, all of this relates back to Keir Starmer.
Why would they do that? I'm sorry. Cut out a little bit.
He must be one of them. There's no other explanation. He's one of them, and he protects them. Why else would you?
Hey there, pet parents. If you're like me, your furry family members mean the world to you. And that's why I'm excited to introduce to you PurePetWellness.com, your trusted source for all things CBD for pets. What sets PurePetWellness.com apart? Well, for starters, they're an American-owned family business with genuine love for animals. They understand the unique bond you share with your pets, and they've dedicated to helping your furry companions live their best lives. And I'm pretty sure that the owner's a flat earther. You can't go wrong with that. That's pretty dope, right? So if you're looking for natural solutions, Pure Pet Wellness is where your journey stops, because they have a premium CBD product specially crafted for your pets. Calming tensioners to soothing balms, they've got you covered. And conspiracy junkies get 20% off at checkout. Just hit rabbit at checkout and watch the prices. Drop!
That's insane to me. This has been going on since, what, Syria? Since refugees from Syria started?
It's been going on. I mean, I've gone deep down.
Hold on 1 second. What was that?
Just keep talking.
Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, like, I've gone deep down this rabbit hole, so I don't know how deep you guys want to go, but
it goes
deep. So, like, this is the thing.
We got the First and Second Amendment here, right?
Yeah.
We're about to lose it. So yeah. Without guys like you, people here aren't going to realize what that they have to be as brave as you. So don't – you can say anything you want. You're in touch with Catalyst. If it'll get you in trouble, we'll edit it out. So don't trip, man. Just say whatever you want.
I ain't worried about trouble. I'm already in trouble. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're posting this from the United States anyway. I can just say it's AI.
Yeah.
No, but you're good.
This was all in 1871.
Oh, sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Like, no. In this writing, he specifically details three world wars. The first two are insanely accurate. And the third one is taking place right now. And my fear, it says in it, right, that the third world war will be between the Jews, the leader of the Jews, and the leaders of the Islamic world. And they basically are going to fight over Palestine and Israel. It literally said down. So my fear is that England will be the first Islamic nation to have nukes.
Pakistan has nukes. And Iran claims they have nukes.
Yeah, but not like England.
Not ICBMs.
Has a lot of nukes.
Yeah.
And if Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, which is part of the Labour Party, which Keir Starmer is also part of, he openly supports jihad. He used to do back in the day. His cousin is literally a convicted terrorist. His brother-in-law is a convicted terrorist. His whole family are convicted terrorists. And he's the mayor of London. He openly supports jihad. If this man gets control of nuclear weapons, the whole world is in trouble.
What happened with your elections, too? I want to keep going down the rabbit hole, but I was watching, and you had a guy, I can't remember his name, that came in. He swore he was going to retire. What party was he from? They called him the right wing.
I don't know.
Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
What happened with him?
I don't really know. The public, yeah. The public are behind him. If you actually look into it, Reform got more votes than Labour, but Labour won more seats. England politics is really weird. Like, it doesn't make sense at all. Labour won more seats. Reform got overall more votes.
Well, yeah. That's kind of what they do here with the college electoral votes.
Well, no, this is way different because they're parliamentary.
Yeah.
So whoever the party that has control becomes the PM. They appoint the PM, right?
Yeah.
Prime Minister. See, over here, they're just blatantly stealing the shit in front of it, not even fucking being apologetic for it.
Yeah.
Just like they're doing over there, because Nigel Farage came out swinging.
Yeah, yeah. He did, but also, Nigel doesn't have a backbone, I don't think. Yeah. I support Nigel, I openly support Reform, and I would vote for Nigel because I think he's the best bet out of all of them. Yeah. But I still think I would do a better job.
Yeah.
So
well, let's get you elected.
I'm one of those that don't really believe that somebody is elected, they're selected, and whoever they put in front of, you know, like they said, when they need a hero, we'll provide one. So I'm very sketchy of anybody that claims to be doing the good things. But you said something in one of your videos, and I was like, oh shit, this guy thinks exactly the way I do. And in my circle of people, I'm the only one that is not really putting a date on it, but kind of like predicting when this might take off if it actually happens. And I hope I'm fucking wrong, but you said something in one of your videos and I think you might feel the same way. They're building militaries. Yep. And yep. Like when you are seeking refuge, you bring your family with you. You bring your wife and your children. You don't leave them where you're fleeing from. And that's not what we're seeing here in the United States. That's not what we're seeing in the UK. They're military age fighting men mostly. Yep. Yep. And I think they're awaiting this election to get closer and they're going to be given their marching orders. And I think their marching orders are to turn on civilians and create civil wars in these countries. Do you think that we're going to see that? I'm thinking late September, early November.
I 100% agree. I don't think it will be that quick. But it's possibility because a lot of places had elections this year, all over Europe, in America, England, we all had elections.
So
all the lefties seem to be winning.
Yeah. So Trump,
like, guys, this is my message to America as well. Trump needs to win.
Trump, he does. Like, and I think he will. And I think that's why we're not going to have an election. That's why I'm putting these. I don't like putting dates on shit, but I think if something was to pop off, if I was the enemy, that's when I would do it. Because then we won't have an election.
Yeah.
And then we're fucked.
The only problem is how big of an issue is it in America? Because England, I'll say it, England's fucked. We're fucked. They have 20% of all hotels in England.
It sounds about the same because, yeah, we have millions that have come in. They've overrun all the hotels in New York, all the nice fancy hotels. Same thing is going on
Chicago.
Over here. Yeah. And
San Francisco,
we're trying to fight back a little bit. I mean, but people are pussies, you know, like over there. Where is it? In France, the farmers are spraying shit on the government buildings. You know, like we need people over here to start doing the same kind of shit.
Yeah.
Well, we have a Second Amendment, too, and they don't. They took all the Englishmen's guns. That's why they're stabbings, not shootings.
The other issue, though, is that the majority of stabbings are not done by British people. They're not done by
them. It's wrong.
Right. So,
80% of knife crime in England is black on black.
Oh, wow. Really?
80%.
I thought that it was the Sharia law groups that were going around sticking people. See, this is what we get over here, a bunch of bullshit.
There's 30 Sharia law courts in Britain.
Yeah. We have one here in, what's it called, Dearborn. But they're not open about it like they are in the UK. And I'll give you a little history lesson. I know Catalyst talks to somebody about this a lot, but that whole state national thing, even here, like and I've talked about this a lot, the bar is a British accreditation registry. Like after the War of 1812, it was ended with a treaty. And then the Western world incorporated. That's what started the war between the states and America. The incorporated North beat. And it brought us up to the Emergency Banking Act of 1933. And that's why we have police who pull us over and give us tickets, all this shit. Why we don't have gold, silver is money. This has been going on for a long time, and you're right about Albert Pike. I got morals and dogma somewhere behind me over here, and you're absolutely right. And I'm a Mason, so I know this shit. And we're supposed to be fighting. There's two different sects. We're supposed to be fighting for freedom and liberty. Magna Carta and the Knight Templar formed America.
We lost him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we lost him. That sucks. I'm going to pause it in case he jumps back
in. Let's get him back on. Yeah. I'm just going like, oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God, because I didn't continue recording video, but it's all good because we have audio. So there's just going to be a little bit of video cut out of this. It's all good.
I thought you were going to say, because England was the first to eliminate slavery.
Yeah.
Well, the first.
And then England. But, yeah, because my comments saying it. Well, because I was having a row with someone. It was some African American, as he liked to call himself, and then he was.
And boom.
All right, go back. You got to start over because we just lost your audio. Oh, we still lost it.
Oh wait, it didn't have anything to do with me. We're good. He's coming back. It was his connection.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, he should still be able to hear him because I did that before to go get coffee and it was fine.
Yeah.
This is really good. I'm not pausing it again because fuck, dude, we just missed like 10 minutes of video.
I know. I can I let him back in the studio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's not coming up.
He's probably having issues. You know what? They heard him.
They heard his tapped phone, and they were like, "Fuck, we can't let this get out. Go get him now."
Hell yeah, we got you back.
There we go, man.
Yeah, you got MI5, MI6 fucking hitting your link, trying not to let that shit get to America.
Yeah, they're coming for me, man.
Well, fuck that, bro. I just looked up plane tickets. We set up a GoFundMe from Northern Ireland, right, as part of the EU or Southern Ireland.
Got to interrupt you right there. Do not ever set up a GoFundMe. You set up a Gift Send Go, because GoFundMe will steal your money if it's for purposes like this.
I meant to tell you that on the thing when I first hit you. Set up a Gift Send Go, not a GoFundMe.
Yeah, because they you remember the trucker thing in Canada. They stole all the Gift Send Go money. And
The GoFundMe money.
Yeah, the GoFundMe money. And then I have a person that funded a bunch of money for letting out the cure to cancer, and they stole that money too. So
yeah, the Gift and Go money will go where it needs to go. So we'll set one up, link it, get you the fuck out of there if we got to. I know you don't want to leave, you want to stay and fight the good fight, but you can't fight it.
Yeah, no, that's fuck it, I might as well say it, but I'm not really there anyway. At the minute. Yeah, my plan right now is to do a little travel around Europe and try and go to hotels around here, but I'm having trouble finding them. They're not as easy as...
Yeah.
I want to go to the world. Like, this is not even just England. Like, what is happening in England is happening here, it's happening there, it's happening there. And it's like, yo, hello. Wake up, people.
Well, hopefully some of my listeners in the UK will hear this that are doing the same thing that you're doing. So maybe you guys can meet up in these cities together. And that would be awesome, man. If you could get people to join you in your movement. And so you're not just out there a lonely fighting soldier, you know, like the solo man. I think that would give you a lot more power, especially with more people that have some social media presence. And yeah. Yeah. This is going to be great. This is going to ripple out and hopefully help you.
Yeah, yeah.
These are fucking Nazis. And the French underground routed the Nazis. So the European underground, and I don't know, I've never been to Europe. I don't know if patriotism like is a thing there like it is here.
Yeah,
but European patriots are going to have to go and fight for themselves.
Yep.
Just like they fought the Nazis.
Yep.
Just like the Finnish people fought the Red Army.
Yep.
You know, a Molotov cocktail. That's who they started that, fighting against tyranny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Europe, fight against tyranny again. Yep. Come on.
That's what England has always done. It's always done.
Yeah.
Do you think that the civilizations, populations all across the Western world right now, we've just been so programmed and conditioned to not stand up and fight against tyranny? I just don't understand how people are so fucking blind to it. And there's people like us that are like, let's fight. But it goes back to that who's going to throw the first rock thing.
Everything, like, it's kind of all of everything that they push just accumulates into making people weak. Like, who stopped all these wars? Who were the people that were standing up in history? The men, right?
Yeah.
Stand up when they would go and fight. What are the men doing nowadays? Debating what fucking gender they are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not funny. I'm laughing, but it's
but
not
it is
fucking
funny.
It is, but it's
true. It's true. Like, this is what they push. And obviously, like, with the tap water and things, they put estrogen in the tap water. So they're basically given all the men female, like, do you know what I mean? Things that should be in the female, not in the male.
Right. That's why everybody should stay away from processed and packaged foods too, because they're putting it in your foods. Fucking, they're probably spraying it out of the fucking chemtrails too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the Callie Hirsch or whatever? has been advising Trump on this while she was advising RFK, or he or whoever. I know it's a brother and sister team. I just don't know which one is which. For a long time, and they're showing 1 in 8 women all of a sudden have breast cancer.
Yeah, well, that could also be a correlation to the jibby jabs as well.
No, this has been going on for a while. And we're starting puberty 6 years earlier. The females are.
Oh, yeah.
And the men are becoming cucks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you fucking think's happening?
Alignment with the their pedophile satanic views, because they want women to become, and this is the thing about Islam, it says in the Quran that if a woman is showing signs of puberty, then she's fair game. So the younger that they start puberty, then they're fair game.
That's so disgusting. It's
Muhammad had a 12-year-old wife.
That's why there's signs all over these fucking places that you're seeing saying don't fuck kids.
Yeah. That shit is fucking blows me away, dude, that there's even people out there that don't realize that. See, here in the U.S. again, it's China coming here.
It's all over. We have a lot of people from the Middle East as well. It's a lot.
Yeah, but we have China coming at the, not from Mexico, Central America, South America. The majority of these military age males coming into the United States are Chinese military guys. Just like you say, they're going to get their marching orders. They're sending China here because it's closer to them. They're sending the Muslim world, the Iran Muslim world, to the UK because it's closer and easier. So when the marching orders go, it's going to be immediate. And I hate to say this, but Vladimir Putin's one of the only people fighting against it. He don't let them in his country.
He actually let out a thing the other day saying he's going to start accepting refuge for people that are sick of the...
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, did I miss that?
Hey, he said Putin's going to start accepting refugees.
From Western countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people that are sick of their governments and the false ideologies. And basically the only thing you have to prove you have the same values as him. If you have the same values as him, you're welcome. That's basically what it is.
I don't know if I'd want to live in a communist country, though.
Putin is definitely not a communist.
What'd you say, Sam? You cut out there for a second.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would want to live in a communist country, but that's kind of what England is at the minute.
Yeah, so the U.S. is turning that way.
Yes, absolutely. And
not only that, it's now an Islamic State.
Yeah. I don't think Putin is a communist. Putin came in and restored the Russian Orthodox Church, which is immediately, as soon as he got into office, which is completely the antithesis of communism. Putin did a lot of things. He opened up the free market. He did a million things outside of communism that are the opposite of communism. The only reason I think that people think Putin is a communist is because he said the fall of the Eastern Bloc was the biggest tragedy of the 20th century. Not because he was a bought and sold communist, but because they lost that power.
Feeling low, need a little pick me up. Well, I got a solution that's gonna fill your cup. All the nights, it's the energy you've been missing. Gonna raise your vibes and put you in a state of bliss. And go to our radio lights, I come and use the code rabbit. It's 10% off, yay, I gotta have it. Organite transmitting life force energy. White rabbit sent you so you can feel free.
All right, history lesson, everyone. I don't know, the United States have been conditioned to hate Russia ever since the Cold War. I mean, through our movies and stuff, you know, we had Rocky IV where it was like the American versus the Russian. And it was always like this propaganda brainwashing. And if you really look at it, like, what has Russia ever really done to us other than like flex a little bit saying, hey, you guys are fucking with us a little too much. Don't fuck with us because we will turn around and bite you.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't really provoked you, like America, in any type of way throughout the years. He's always asked for peace.
Yes. You know, and if
even accepted deals where he's generally on the back foot and yeah. doesn't just wants peace. Like, he doesn't want this war. Like, he's asked plenty of times for the shit in Ukraine to stop.
And yeah.
It's Keir Starmer as well. He's there going, no, we want war. We want war. We're going to keep funding Ukraine. We don't want peace.
Well, the military-industrial complex is raking in on this right now. Not only to mention, Ukraine is the hub of money laundering for the Biden administration and that whole thing. So, of course, they want to keep this shit going. So, this is just raking in money for everyone, and fuck it if people get killed.
Yeah, pretty much. 70% or 70-80% of the whole British army, everything we have is in Ukraine.
That's insane. I can't believe Russia's like, hey, we're going to go fuck you guys up because you're helping the enemy.
We're already fucking ourselves up. If he wanted to walk in with his army, anyone could walk in with the army and just take over England. I'll be honest, but it wouldn't even be difficult.
Well, that's what I think is going to happen here in the United States. I don't think it's going to happen because we have a lot of guns here in the United States. But I think that China may see this if we do have like a civil war that was brought on by illegal immigrants. He would see it as a time when America is really weak and focused on something else. And if I was a dictator and wanting to take over the world, that would be the perfect time to come in and just say, fuck it, let's fucking bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Hero thought the same thing.
So, you look tired, brother. Are we keeping you too long?
No, it's good. I can go for a little while. I'm going out after this anyway.
Oh, perfect. So, any new leads on some videos we might be expecting from you in the near future?
It will more or less be the same, but in different places. I'm trying to travel and show the world that it's not just England, that this is a worldwide issue and all patriots of all countries need to protect their cultures.
I want to put as many of his shit on our shit as we can.
Well, I was just going to ask how you would feel about being a contributor to the YouTube channel that he's running, and that way we can get more eyeballs on both you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So I do have to jump off here right now. So conspiracy junkies that were listening here on White Rabbit, make sure you go check out The Art of Revolution. And Sam Kibble, can you tell everybody where they can find the work that you're doing on social media?
So we're going to do it three times.
As you can literally find me anywhere, X. I'll post some raw stuff on X. I don't hold back on X. YouTube is where you can find my long form content. Everything on the hotels is on YouTube. TikTok, Instagram, whatever, they get banned like every 2 minutes and I make a new one. Search Sam Kibble UK and you'll find me somewhere.
I love it, man. Thank you for doing everything that you do. You're so brave. And we, like Tommy said, we definitely need more people out there like you doing what you do. And so everybody that is like me and doesn't want to write down what he just said, go ahead and scroll down and you will see all those links right there. Just go ahead and click it and give my boys a follow, Art of Revolution and Sam Kibble from the UK out there fighting the good fight. See you guys later.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you on for a second if you want. If you got shit to do, you can handle it. But
I can stay for another 10, 15.
All right. Let's. We need to do something to inspire people to fight like you.
And, definitely. People need to do more. They need to get off. Stop watching the football. Stop watching Netflix. Stop playing fucking video games. Level up your character. Life, go outside and just record it.
Do you think, I mean, we're all so complacent, especially in the Western world. We live so comfortably, I guess, is what they say. But even though we don't, we're complacent. We're about to lose it.
Yep.
We're about to lose our way of life.
Yeah.
And if you think those hotels full of military-age males are just sitting there for fuckery, got another thing coming. They're going to get marching orders eventually. So what do people do? How do they get out and do what you do? Phone? Just grab a phone and go?
Just grab a phone and go. Literally, that's all I did. Literally, yeah. On my iPhone. I'm still on the same iPhone. Nothing's changed. Just grab a phone and go there.
The iPhone thing drives me crazy. You know, but we got America. And listen to this, dude, because we're about to lose it all. We got our woo-wops laying next to us everywhere, all of us. If we keep being complacent, we're going to wind up like them. Look at Australia. They gave up all their shit. Mm-hmm. England, almost all of Europe, except the border countries, they're unarmed. They're weak. Do you know that most Islamic countries, it's required to have a firearm?
Yep. And they got big guns. Rocket launchers and stuff.
In the UK, they have them.
Yeah, yeah. They've been smuggling it over. I've got a photo of an illegal immigrant in the hotel holding an assault rifle through the window.
They got them all.
Yeah.
They're just waiting, dude. I hate to see it because you're our brothers. They're all our brothers, really, under God. And I don't mean to get religious, but I feel like we're fucking at the end of days, bro.
So do I. And it is kind of funny because the Bible does actually prophesize this.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reading. Let me see. Let me pull it up on my Twitter. I'll show you some shit. I don't know how to do like he does, but there's some prophecy. And it shows Kamala Harris. Let me see if I can look at this. Almost. I don't know.
Yeah, Revelation.
It's fucking literally happening right before our eyes.
Yep.
Did you see the same thing the other day?
Revealed to the earth at the end of
it. What's that? One more time.
It said Lucifer will be revealed to the earth at the end of it.
I was watching a Simpson prediction, and it talks about my crazy Christian husband just disappeared. Our crazy Christian limo driver just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And all this shit, you know, and it's like at the end of the skit, the guy's like, well, this is the rapture. Which I'm not 100% sold on, but Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins wrote a series of books called The Left Behind series. I don't know if you've ever read them.
No, I haven't, no.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
And there was a white supremacist that wrote a book in the 70s called The Turner Diaries.
Okay.
And then they blamed Timothy McVeigh on bombing the Oklahoma City federal building on him reading the Turner Diaries. He was psycho, so I don't doubt it. And a lot of people are psycho, so I don't doubt if they read it, they're going to be like that. But the dude predicted everything that's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking insane. It's been written.
Yeah, no, it has.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it has been written. And this has been a plan, like, for thousands of years. And that makes me even wonder, like, how do I explain it? Like, it makes me wonder, like, what is the actual purpose? And this is the thing that winds me up, is that there's, what, like, 7 billion people on the planet or something? But not one person can tell me what's at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
We argue about religion and da 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 da, but why can't we come together and actually get some shit done, figure out these questions? And do you know what I mean? But because this agenda that's been at play for so long, the world's just fucked. People are fucked.
I got a good starting place.
With the evolution, like, we're going backward.
Yeah. Idiocracy. There's a movie about it. Watch it. It's fucking crazy. But I talk about this all the time, and me and Catalyst were just talking to somebody else the other day. I hate this fucking Audi. Anyways, none of us know our neighbors. We hate our neighbors because they got this sign in their yard and we got this sign in our yard, and we're standing off in front of each other across the street, even though we've lived across the street from each other for 10 years and never shook each other's hand, refused to know each other's name. But we all have so much more in common than we allow each other to believe. It's fucking madness. It's madness. Shoot, go ahead.
No, it's complete madness. And this is the thing, is that communities, especially, like, we live in the same place. We experience the same things day to day. So how is the difference of opinion so contradictory?
Oh, we're lying to each other.
Yeah.
We spent $140 on groceries a couple of days ago, and it filled up like 5 bags and some toilet paper and some milk. Last year, same time, we fill up a shopping cart.
Yeah.
And we're bitching about trans shit. Come on, man.
Yeah, people forget. This is the thing, they inflate the currency. Since they took the dollar off the gold standard,
yeah,
can print unlimited amounts of it. And there's no really, like, negative to doing it, other than the fact, like, people can't spend their money on as much. But for the rich man that are printing the money, it don't matter. But for the everyday person, their spending power is decreasing.
You want to hear something crazy? And a lot of people talk about the gold standard. That was under Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
In 1933, 6 days after, Roosevelt, FDR got inaugurated, he signed a bill called the Emergency Banking Act. It stole all our wealth. All our gold, all our silver was legally required. We were required to turn it over to the government, to the federal government.
All physical. Yeah.
It happened in your country, too.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Yep, and then we went on this fiat Federal Reserve currency that became the global currency.
Yep.
It is a fallacy. It's not even real.
Yeah, just printed from thin air.
Yeah. And I don't know how we're going to recover from anything like this without all of us like-minded standing up. How come the left is so powerful?
Where do they get their money from?
It ain't even money.
Yeah.
They're just so much louder than we are.
Yeah. There's that as well. 100%. This is what
get someone like you.
Like, people need to come out. If you agree with my opinion and what I've been saying, just grab a phone, speak your mind for 10 minutes and post it online.
Yeah. Even if you don't have a fucking social media presence, hit your boy up. He'll post it for you, I'm sure.
Like, I didn't. I didn't have social media at all. I literally, that day in Brighton when I saw this pro-Palestine march, I was arguing with them and I was like, I guarantee you spend half your life scrolling through your phone. And she was like, what, you don't? I was like, I don't have social media. So I'm going to download it right now and create a social media presence because this is embarrassing. And that's literally
how'd you not whoop that dude on the bike's ass? I'd have whooped his fucking ass. I was on that live. I was like, bro, come on my show. I'd have beat the dog shit out of that little chicken shit motherfucker. Excuse my language, but man.
Yeah, man, you want to, but it's like you kind of have to restrain yourself. I know what I'm up against. Yeah. Like, I know that I'm the only one willing to do this shit. I've yet to meet anyone that's willing to do what I'm willing to do.
You just met two.
Yeah, well, yeah. But that's kind of how it is. Like, I see myself as the king of my own chessboard.
Mm-hmm.
So if I sacrifice the king too early, then the whole game is fucked.
Yep.
So that's kind of how I see it. That's why I don't get physical with these people. It's because I know that me sacrificing myself, that's them. Now they're going to label me far right. Now they're going to do me for assault. And
that bike video got me hooked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that was the moment I realized this dude's got a purpose.
Yeah.
I turned off on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Northern California, Sacramento, North Highlands, California. That motherfucker would have got his ass whooped on accident at the gas station. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, I'm going to let you get to it. Sam Kibble, I'm so happy I got you on. I hope we can get you on some more.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Shout out all your shit.
It's been a pleasure. So thank you, anyone, for tuning in today. Literally, find me on X. That's the best place. X and YouTube. That's the best place. My long-form content is on YouTube. It is a bit of a watch. I don't edit the videos. Like, that's why they're like an hour long. Like, cool, you skip through some pieces if it gets a bit boring. But, yeah, it's like an hour long because everything is raw. I don't hide nothing from you guys. I don't edit it. I just show the raw truth, exactly how I see it, exactly how I record it. So that's the way. If you want my personal opinions, follow me on X because I really do not hold back. I don't give a fuck.
Everybody follow this guy, man. I wish we had more people that were as brave as you. If you need us, hit us. You know how to get a hold of us. Get a hold of Catalyst for the Give, Send, Go setup. And if we got to find out a way to crowdfund you a plane ticket the fuck out of there, we'll figure that shit out.
Thank you.
Don't go to jail. Keep fighting a good fight.
Thank you, man. You too, guys. You too.
Right on, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you,
guys. Right. In the depths of the net lies, White Rabbit Podcast. Catalyst Jones dive deep. Conspiracies never passed. Flat clones on the rise. Celebrities in disguise. Trust a puzzle piece, open your eyes. Matrix glitch, see the code. Truth seekers hit the road. Red pill, blue pill, what's your goal? Catalyst Jones on the truth patrol. Locked up secrets, where's the key? Question all brick reality. Follow the white rabbit. Unlock the hidden doors. Catalyst Jones gives you more. Secrets, lies unfold. Whisper truth rings so bold. Flat earth theories round so surreal. In the shadows comes concealed. Catalyst Jones decodes the real. Media's a puppet on a string. Truth hidden, Noah's king. Break free from the chains, unmask the ring. White rabbit run, let the truth sing. Follow the white rabbit. Unlock the hidden doors. Catalyst Jones gives you more. A puppet on a string. Truth hidden, no one's king. Break free from the chains, unmask the ring. White rabbit run, let the truth sing. Follow the white rabbit. Unlock the hidden doors. Catalyst Jones gives you more. Truth unleashed, mind blown for sure. White Rabbit Podcast. Reveal what's in store. We'll feel what's in store.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.